LL Agriculture comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC, providing nationwide land auctions, farmland sales and management, and financial advice for agribusiness. Information on upcoming land auctions and offerings can be found at murraywiseassociates.com.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat, 7.43¾, down 9¾. July, 7.46, down 10. Soft May wheat, 6.73½, down 11¾. July, 6.78¾, down 11¼, now down 11½. May corn, 5.03¼, down 4¼. July, 5.08, down 4½. December, 5.03¾, down 1¾, now down 1½. May soybeans, 14.81½, down 3. July, 14.58½, up 1¼. November, 12.10¼, up 3. May soybean meal, 4.78.90, down 3.80. May soybean oils, 41.78, up 38 cents. April live cattle, 144.80, up 5 cents. April feeders, 176.65, up 20. And April lean hogs are 127.90. They are up 10 cents. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Well, we have a lot of the pieces of the puzzle in place. The one that we still need to see before we go to the fields in seriousness will be the WASDE report next week and what it might indicate that implied ending stocks off the quarterly grain stock report are actually viewed by the World Board as U.S. ending stocks.
That's yep. Right. That's exactly correct. And so it'll be interesting. That, of course, is the next thing the trade is going to be trading. But right now I think that they are trading weather more than anything. And then actually, on the day of the report, if it wouldn't have been for the fact that it was the last day of March and the last day of the quarter, the report was so had so little surprise, if any surprise in it at all. I think it went right back to weather. You know, a good example is wheat. You know, wheat is down right now because they're getting supposed to get some rain. They're at 3-week lows in the southern plains, and you know, if you really look at it, it's not a lot of rain, but it's rain, so it doesn't make any difference.
So I guess the question is, for December corn, which has made a nice move back above $5, can it rally, which the technical charts would indicate, into that 525, 531 area and places north without the support of wheat or a big weather scare?
Well, I would say that it's going to be tough. You know, when you really look at, even like today is very much of an inside day. In other words, you know, the trade is somewhat trying to make decisions, and I think that, you know, they'll be waiting to see once what export sales are tomorrow. But we've got strong overhead resistance at 509, and then, of course, that 525 from last September would be the next spot. It's going to be tough. There's a lot of question out there about acreage. And, you know, how the trade is going to view the rain and the cold, you know, they may embrace it as if it's going to make us a lot slower. But if you look at last year when we could put in 43% of the crop in 1 week, I don't think it's going to be enough to get people excited about buying. Unless we'd see, you know, if we'd see China come in and just buy a tremendous amount of corn, well, then maybe it would happen, but I would never say that we'd see it in the cash market. I think basis would just get wider.
Well, a couple of things. Number one, the Hogs and Pigs report surprised a lot of people with PEDV not evidenced there to the degree that people in the countryside thought. So the question then becomes, does USDA carry that through next week on the WASDE feedstock numbers?
Well, you know, that's a great question. We get a double-edged sword going on here. You know, we get a very positive for corn hog report. There's no question about that. On the opposite side, we have now increased corn prices to above $5. So if this continues to sustain, will that or will that not slow down the use of corn? I contend that the feed use has been very right and very real, just because we replaced a lot of the substitutes that people were using for corn, including DDGs. And now will we continue to do that at these prices will be the question. And I'm sure that's the thing the USDA is going to be weighing. What normally happens if you have this kind of an increase in corn price to the demand side of it? And so it's going to be very interesting to see. That'll be, you know, the feed use and, of course, exports will be major things to watch in the corn market. And in the bean market, it's going to be imports. Will the USDA bump up the import level? And, you know, we know there's beans coming in on the Gulf and on the East Coast already, so it wouldn't be out of line to think that they might do that.
All questions ahead for the WASDE. Meanwhile, it appears to me that the market has handed hedgers a big juicy gift that they didn't have 3.5 months ago. Bunch of corn moving at 5.03 1/4 on the board?
Well, no, I don't believe. I think right now guys are waiting, and you know they'll do something if we drop back down through the $5 level. Otherwise, although I did talk to a couple guys this morning that got picked up on hedge to the rife contracts that they had sitting at the elevator since last September. And so, you know, in that particular case, I believe, you know, that maybe some of it moved, but not nearly as much probably as what should be moving. And what's interesting is when you look at old crop corn, you know, you look at the grain stocks report, the farmer's sitting on 55% of the old crop yet as of March 1st. So, you know, how much corn is moving now? You know, we've got some down going on in the market. Could be that there's corn being sold today. We'll be, you know, listening to hear if there's strong farmer selling, but certainly should be rewarding this particular, and gift is a really good word.
What percentage of the crop do you think represents fair value to be hedged at these levels before the WASDE report on April 10th?
Well, I think that, you know, and there's going to be so much trading that goes on between now and then. I just believe that if you're sitting back and you didn't do anything early on, you better get yourself either into puts or make some cash sales. And what percentage? Well, you know, I've been a proponent of 85% for a long time already, but, you know, we are well above what the crop insurance numbers are. And so I think that on the corn side of things, you definitely have to have yourself prepared. If we get a pop up to 520, you're probably not going to do it you can't do it in cash more than likely, because we've been hearing that basis is getting wider. Take advantage of some of the marketing tools. No question about that. That's what they're there for. And give yourself an opportunity to lock in some profits. We're back in areas where guys, if they can't break even, at least they can, you know, or make some profits. It's a whole lot better than where we were. And we still don't know about acres. You know, if you look at the report, in all honesty, Dave, you look at the deviation. For corn, they came in at 91.7 on average, but we could be as low as 88.8.
Right.
As 94.6. Close to 95.
Pretty wide,
you know, and very, very wide. And the average change is 1.1 million acres either way. So the largest change we've seen is 3.8 million acres. You just can't take a chance on that, you know. And so that's the beauty of being able to use the alternative tools to the cash market, is that you can get yourself a floor in place and sit back and let the market show you what it wants to do.
Thank you, Jackie.
Well, thank you, Dave. Have a great day.
You too. Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She is in Champaign, Illinois.
Support for agricultural information on WILL comes from Busey. With over 145 years of agribusiness experience, Busey's team is committed to providing resources to today's producers. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures currently trading. May corn, 5.02 1/2 down 5. December, 5.03 down 2.5. May soybeans, 14.77 1/4 down 7.25. November, 12.07 1/2 up 1/4. May soybean meal, 4.78 1/60 down 4.10. May soybean oil, 41.59 up 19 cents. April live cattle, 144.65 down 10. Soft May wheat is 672 and 3 quarters, down 12 and a half. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.